from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run! Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Well, let's give away a little HTO. You can text the keyword T right now to 20357 and win some HTO free iced tea. More than 20 flavors available for you in East Wichita, West Wichita, or in Derby. Or some free rain coffee. Iced coffee might sound good in these hot days. They got it all. Free rain, featuring free rain. You can text the keyword T to 20357 right now to win a free tea, free coffee. One entry per day, message and data rates apply. Tommy, you sent me, need a little tea to wash down what you just sent me. The Royals are introducing something here called the Taste of the K. It's a taco. It's a hot dog wrapped in a cheeseburger quesadilla topped with barbecue brisket, French fries, lettuce, onion, and sriracha cracker jacks. Now, that's going to be really good. I don't know about the sriracha cracker jacks. But everything else on there is good, so you know us. Like, I would, like, the thought of taking all of those foods that are good and putting them in one bite is going to be good. I don't, but why, though? You know, because I'm sure this is like $40 or something crazy. That's the thing. We see these stadium concoctions, and like, it's not even, like, you get to it, and I just can't imagine trying to tackle that or wanting to tackle that.
Yeah, I thought that it was April Fool's Day when I first read that. I'm like, that looks like an April Fool's joke, but it looks like it's legit. I mean, it came from the concession provider for the Kansas City Royals that they're offering this, the Taste of the K Taco. It's pretty extreme, and I'm kind of with you. I mean, I'm the kind of guy that if I go to a ball game, like, I want maybe just a hot dog or a brat and a beer and some peanuts. Like, just I'm pretty simple, call it good. I don't need anything wild. I don't need, you know, something that lights up or, you know, whatever. That's actually the difference between my wife and I is that, like, I'm usually the simplest. Like, I just want a regular beer. And she's like, give me a drink that is like in a light up cup or that is on fire or that's got some kind of like craziness to it.
Yeah, no, beer at the ballpark. Yeah. Hot dog. I would prefer sunflower seeds over peanuts, but either way, I mean, it's mission accomplished.
A lot of places won't allow sunflower seeds anymore, so you gotta kind of go over to the peanuts.
Yeah, or just sneak them in, or just bring them yourself.
I think I could do without the Cracker Jacks. Otherwise, that doesn't look too bad. It was
onion. I wouldn't need the onion on there. Doesn't make a lot of sense either.
Yeah, the only one I've ever thought I might want to try is there was a minor league team that was doing the Baco a while back, which is a taco, but instead of a tortilla shell, it's just bacon.
Hmm. I would go. Yeah, that'd be good. That would be good.
Yeah.
And it's not like all of these are like, for instance, the Wind Surge. I was out there this year for cinnamon rolls and chili night. It's fantastic. First time I'd done that, by the way, but that was cool, like a one-time theme night to pay homage to the Midwest and all that. That was great. It also didn't cost $40, you know what I mean? Like, and that's where these things come in. Like, you're like, oh, okay, yeah, that might be fun, and then you see the cost of them and you're like, why would anybody do that? That's a ton of money.
Well,
That's kind of the holdup.
Yeah.
Tommy was talking about drinks. I did get the Sporting KC, the like main drink they had there was the Children's Mercy Park was the Blue Hell Lemonade, which is basically like an electric lemonade type drink. What did I pay for that? It was something kind of ridiculous for a mixed drink of that size. It was like $12 or $13 or something like that.
Was it like a frozen drink with some vodka in it or something?
No, it's just an electric lemonade. It's just a blue lemonade with a lot of vodka in it.
Oh, okay, yeah. Oh, yeah, that actually sounds good. Yeah, $12 for a mixed drink, that's not too bad.
Yeah.
That's not too shabby. I have not been to a sporting game. I went to a Casey Current game at Children's Mercy Park, which was a blast, with my girls. That was a lot of fun. I haven't been. Are they? Yeah, they're in their new stadium. We need to check that out, too. Speaking of the Royals and non-concession topics, it is the trade deadline in a couple weeks. We'll have more on the Royals tomorrow as they get things back underway tomorrow. But as it pertains to the trade deadline, Tommy, I mean, there are two names that I consistently see that make sense, that could be possibilities, and it would be Tommy Pham and Jazz Chisholm. Now, I'm not sure at this point anymore they could afford Chisholm. He would certainly be the preference as far as just player to player. He's got some control. He's younger. He's a star. He could lead off. But so could Tommy Pham. And we had isolated him for a long time. And, you know, he's sort of platooning for the White Sox. And I don't know. I mean, I don't know that that would be as interesting. He would be handy. I haven't seen a lot of rumors that tie them to anybody else specifically. This may really come down to what happens over the next 10 days or so and seeing if anybody else enters the trade market as a seller as to how this shakes out. I will say, though, based on what the Royals just paid for their reliever, it looks like the seller's market for sure, and the cost of anything is probably going to be pretty high.
Yeah, I think that that's going to be the case. I mean, I mentioned that when the Hunter Harvey trade was finalized, that I think that as we get closer to the deadline, regardless if more teams enter into that seller's market or not, I think that you're going to see prices continue to go up because of the urgency and because of, you know, you've got a hard deadline to get these things done. And sellers know that, and they know that some of these buyers that are out there that are looking for one additional piece and they feel like can get over the hump for them, that, you know, the price will be pretty steep for that sort of thing. So that's not going to surprise me if the prices continue to rise on some of these really important pieces that sellers are offering.
Well, and look, there's control involved with Henry. They view him as a closer. But you're talking about a fringe top 100 prospect and the 39th overall pick. That's a pretty high price tag. That's a pretty high price tag. Certainly gives you an indication of, like, what Miller from Oakland might cost somebody or Jazz Chisholm could cost somebody. I don't know that the Royals can get into that market. I just, you know, maybe whether they want to or not, I don't know that they can. And so then you do sort of have to look at the Tommy Phams and wonder, is anybody else going to become available? I mean, they surely will. Other teams are paying attention too. Like Toronto will almost certainly become a seller. I mean, how far are they going to go?
I mean, are they going to get rid of Vlad Jr.? Are they going to get rid of Bo Bichette? You know, like those guys have been cornerstones for a few years for the Blue Jays.
I would venture to guess that they would be willing to do either of those things because they have shown a willingness to spend money. It's not as crazy to imagine it to just absolutely take a boatload for the system because they'll attack free agency aggressively. It's a great franchise. Like, so I think that's, you know, and you know, I would have to get the pulse of the Blue Jays fans. I would imagine they don't want to see those guys go. But at the same time, like you could, Toronto could fix themselves in like one off season. It would be right now, just load up on talent and then go back and attack free agency hard in the next couple of years. And they'd be right back where they need to be, I think. So, yes, I would venture to guess that they will trade a lot of those players. I think they'll be one of the teams to really watch. I don't know who the others will be.
I think the White Sox will be a team, you know, that
well,
they're going to unload players on.
We know they're
you
know. In. I'm saying of the fringies right
oh,
now,
gotcha.
The fringy
okay,
teams
yeah.
at the moment.
I mean, because really it's what? It's the Blue Jays are going to sell, I think. It depends on to what extent. We know the White Sox are going to sell. We know the Marlins are probably going to continue to sell. I think the A's are going to sell, but maybe not – as deep as maybe originally thought. I mean, Brent Rooker, I think, is going to be a trade candidate. Mason Miller, I mean, they flat out said that it's going to take, I think the words were like a Herschel Walker type trade return to move Mason Miller. And I don't know, there might be some teams out there that are really intrigued by what Mason Miller can do for them. I don't know, though, if anybody's going to be willing to match what Oakland wants to move him.
And the longer you wait, the less value he has. And the fact is, Oakland's not even close to contention, so how much does a relief pitcher help them? They should trade him now, I think. Anyway, they'll trade. So I think you got to look at, so San Francisco, okay, San Diego, Cincinnati, the Cubs, they're all sort of fringy right now, even Pittsburgh to some degree, and the Mets. They're all a little bit fringy. The Rangers would be fringy, but they're kind of in it. I just don't think they're going to. And then I think Detroit would be another team in Toronto. So those are all sort of fringy teams that could go one way or the other over the next 10 days and probably make a decision one way or the other, whether they stand pat, whether they buy, whether they sell. I almost think we're getting to a point in baseball where like if you're not buying, you should be selling.
Yeah.
Like standing pat doesn't make sense for really anybody outside of, you know, like Cleveland. But even then, you're still trying to tinker to get to a World Series. It almost is to me, if you don't buy, you should sell and vice versa. Like if you're not going to be a seller, you should be trying to get better. And I say that because it gives you like a threshold. Like if you don't think you can go and add at the trade deadline to put your team in position, then you probably ought to be selling to some degree because you don't think you're good enough, right? Like, and if you don't think you're good enough, what are you doing?
So John Heyman, Major League Baseball insider, New York Post, he reported that the two teams that are looking at Tommy Pham are the Phillies and the Royals. Those are the two teams that have interest in Tommy Pham. I'm going to call it right now. I think the Royals deal for Tommy Pham. And the reason I say that, I think I think they get it done, and I don't think that the Phillies ultimately take a swing at Tommy Pham. And the reason why is because Philadelphia just released Whit Merrifield, and Tommy Pham, is an upgrade from Whit Merrifield. His average is significantly better than what Whit Merrifield was, but they're both aging players. You know, I think that the Phillies feel like they, if they're going to release Whit Merrifield, that they need probably a bigger upgrade than him, you know, to be able to bring in. And I don't think that going from Whit Merrifield to Tommy Pham for the Phillies really makes that much of a difference for them. I think that bringing in Tommy Pham would make a larger difference for the Royals potentially. And so I think that it's probably more likely that the Royals are the team that gets that deal done.
The only thing I will say about that is if Pham is indeed a platoon player, as a lot of people are saying, then it does make sense for the Phillies. Then it does make sense because they everybody can use a platoon player, right? And so I would ask you this, though. Would you rather have Tommy Pham or Whit Merrifield if you're the Royals?
I think I'd rather have Tommy Pham just because of the average. I mean, he's hitting, you know, a respectable 264, you know, right now. Whit Merrifield's average is not good.
You really just have to look at Whit Merrifield and wonder if it was like a Hunter Renfroe type thing, right, going on in the first half of the season. Like, is this really Whit Merrifield?
But haven't we said multiple times, I've brought this up multiple times as we've been talking about potentially outfield additions, you know, lineup additions for the Royals, it's not about what they can do from a ceiling perspective. They need to be consistent. They need to be able to get on base consistently. They need to be able and unfortunately, somebody like Whit Merrifield right now in his stage of his career, if he comes back to Kansas City, he's not the Whit Merrifield that was an all-star when he was a Royal before. He's not a consistent hitter anymore. Tommy Pham is more consistent right now, even though he's 36.
The problem, and Ken brings up a good point, and this is the problem for either of those players, is do we want them to play in center field? And that's
I think the answer is no. Right? Like, I mean, I think Kyle Isbell is the, you know, the center fielder.
So who are you squeezing out though?
Yeah.
Melendez, Renfroe, who are both, I think, better options than either Pham.
You think Melendez is a better option than Pham?
I do.
Really? Okay.
I do right now. Yeah, I think Melendez is still
under the Mendoza line.
Well, I know, but if we look at his splits and take it, you know, if you take the last month or so, he's really come on lately, at least to his average. I think he provides some pop, but maybe they could platoon. Melendez can do a variety of things. I'll tell you this. There is very much a part of me that would love to see them just sort of push all their chips in and go after a guy like Jazz Chisholm, because he would fit about 8 billion needs for them, and he's under control for a little bit, and him at the top with Witt, Salvi. I mean, you're cooking now if you can pull something like that off. It's just hard. I don't know, like, can they already trade? And I genuinely don't know the answer to this. Can they already trade 2025 draft picks would be my first question.
I don't know.
And would you be willing to give up Mitchell, your top prospect? Because that's probably what it would take. And, you know, I think my answer to that, if it would probably be yes. It's very difficult. It's very, very difficult to imagine what that's going to be like. But I would like to see – here's what I'll say. I know I'm rambling here. I almost – as much as I want the urgency factor, rather than settling for Tommy Pham, which I do think could fit, I kind of want to see if anybody else comes on the market. Like, who – like, I do think there is some value in – hanging tight and seeing if you can't find an everyday center fielder. You know what I mean? Like, maybe Pham's a nice backup plan, but maybe prioritize an everyday center fielder first. They're playing a soft part of the schedule. I mean, it puts some pressure on them a little bit.
It does.
But you got a soft part of the schedule coming up, and I don't know what, like, you got to get it right. Is Pham right? I don't know. I mean, he makes sense.
As you mentioned,
said his name for 2 months.
As you mentioned, is a platoon piece. It does. I think it does upgrade your outfield.
Yes.
The only thing that I think about with Tommy Pham is, again, I consistently go back to what both John Sherman and J.J. Piccolo have said multiple times, that they want to address the short term and the long term at the same time. Tommy Pham's a rental. He's a free agent at the end of the year. That's not addressing the long term. Is that going to be a deal breaker for them? Does that make them not interested in Tommy Pham? Do they want somebody controllable for a year
fit
or two?
That, yeah, Hunter Harvey fit exactly what they said. So that, you know, if that's the way they go, then shoot bigger. I mean, if you're going for a controllable player, I just don't think the window is not just this year. To me, the window is very much the next 2 years at minimum. So you can think about it that way too. I don't know how they'll find starting pitching, you know, so if you got a nice little two-year window here, you can push them all in on that. That doesn't hurt my feelings at all. And I don't usually say that, by the way. I'm usually on the other side of that. I'm not with the Royals right now. I think it's been too long. 869-1240, we'll come back. We'll continue the conversation. This portion of the program brought to you by Crestview Country Club. We appreciate Crestview's support. They have all kinds of good stuff. The weather has never been better for golf, it feels like, after how hot it's been. 36 holes of golf. Swimming pool, tennis courts, nice restaurant, bar. It's all there for you. Take a tour. Tell them we sent you. We appreciate their support. We'll come right back. More Sports Daily right after this.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.